This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. GSA responds to lawsuit. LCFS clashes with ZEV forklifts and equity panel eyes commodity programs. GSA frantically working amid lawsuit and state hearings. The Eastern Tool Groundwater Sustainability Agency has responded to a lawsuit filed last week by the Fryant Water Authority and another water provider. The claim charges that ETGSA has not paid its fair share of subsidence impacts to a key canal. In a statement on Wednesday, General Manager Rogelio Cabillo pointed out that ETGSA's groundwater plan is one of six facing a critical decision by the State Water Board over its adequacy. He asserted that the GSA has been charging fees for excess pumping for more than 3 years, while others have not imposed any fees or cutbacks. Steve Kissling, vice chairman at ETGSA, added that growers are the ones who suffer the financial impact for the cost of such lawsuits. LCFS poses new costs for electric forklifts. The public comment period closed this week for a proposed rulemaking on the low-carbon fuel standard. The Air Resources Board is now sifting through more than 400 comments on the draft changes. The sweeping backlash has compelled the board to delay a public hearing scheduled for next month on the rulemaking. Instead, staff plan to host another stakeholder workshop sometime in April before sending a revised proposal to the board. Provisions relating to dairy digesters, sustainable aviation fuel, renewable diesel, and ethanol top the list of complaints. Yasser Jaber, a vice president at Seagate Produce in Chula Vista, had a separate issue. Jaber raised alarms over reducing the number of credits generated by electric forklifts. To qualify for credits, forklifts need meters, which are not standard on this equipment as they are on cars. He argued the current level of credits is needed to cover the expense of adding meters, and without them, smaller companies could not participate in LCFS. He also called for more time to implement the change to ensure those companies do not lose credits for potentially up to a year while they try to comply. Remember, CARB is narrowing in on a forklift regulation that could force some processors and packing houses to convert to ZEVs. Reclamation eyes march to finalize Colorado River plans. The Bureau of Reclamation plans to finalize its options next month for near-term operations at Lake Powell and Meade. This follows a 2023 agreement by Arizona, California, and Nevada to conserve at least 3 million acre-feet of Colorado River water through the end of 2026. Wayne Pullen, Reclamation's regional director for the Upper Colorado Basin region, told farmers and irrigators yesterday at the Family Farm Alliance conference at Reno that the finalized supplemental environmental impact statement, quote, will give us the tools that we need should things turn extremely dry in the years between now and the end of 2026. Take note, the agency said in a draft version of the document that the Lower Basin State's agreement to preserve water levels in Lake Powell and Meade would, quote, more effectively protect both reservoirs through the end of 2026 than the status quo. Negotiators from all seven Colorado River states will need to iron out a completely new set of guidelines for the years following 2026. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Equity Panel drops recommendations for USDA reforms. USDA's Equity Commission is out with a detailed set of recommendations for reforming a wide range of programs, including the way commodity and conservation programs operate. Some of the recommendations are relevant to the ongoing deliberations over a new farm bill. One proposal calls for redistributing commodity program base acres, an idea that has been debated on Capitol Hill for the year. One veteran farm program analyst told AgriPulse, "The base issue is a concern for anyone who hasn't had base or is underbased, regardless of ethnicity, but it also is expensive to address." You can read more on the recommendations at AgriPulse.com. Now keep in mind, USDA has taken some steps to address discrimination and equity issues while the commission was deliberating. Equity action plans have been released by 15 agencies within the department outlining how they will implement the 66 commission recommendations. One of those has to do with USDA's workforce. A diverse and inclusive organization requires instituting diversity at the leadership level and, just as importantly, creating a pipeline of professionals who can grow into leadership roles in the future. That according to a progress report on equity recommendations released by USDA. Nutrien. Price decline isn't dampening fertilizer demand. Officials with fertilizer giant Nutrien say farmers have been buying and applying fertilizer at relatively high rates despite slumping commodity prices. Nutrien CEO Ken Seitz told analysts on the company's earnings call yesterday that the strength of fertilizer demand during the fall season is carrying through to this year. Jeff Tarsi, president of global retail for Nutrien, said the lower prices incentivize farmers to maintain fertilizer usage. They're not going to put that seed in the ground and not give it the horsepower and the nutrient it needs to produce a full yield. Because when you get in a situation like we're in right now with lower prices, you have to produce yield in order to make it work. By the way, Nutrien estimates it'll sell between 10.6 and 11.2 billion tons of nitrogen fertilizer in 2024. That's up from 10.4 billion tons last year. Potash sales are projected at 13 to 13.8 billion tons compared to 13.2 billion in 2023. USDA eyes more loan assistance. Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says the department is looking into ways that loan programs can be reworked to provide more assistance to beginning farmers and others who need it. The department is debating the issue as it distributes $3.1 billion that was earmarked in the Inflation Reduction Act for distressed USDA borrowers, Bonney says. In an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers, Bonney says there's a robust conversation within USDA about how to institutionalize some of the things we're thinking about here to provide a better deal for our producers and to invest in American agriculture. The ideas include offering more attractive loan terms, he says. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Central Valley users deserve the water they contract and pay for. That GOP Representative David Valadao responding to the Bureau of Reclamation's conservative initial allocation for South of Delta water contractors. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 23rd, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.